Why is it that staying present in the moment is one of the equally hardest things, but one of the most important things for us to do as humans in society? And why is it that all of the distractions that are in our lives are meant to pull us from the present moment and put us in the past with anxieties or fear for the future? Hello, and welcome back to Stoic Spirituality, a podcast where I look through, analyze, and dissect various thoughts, quotes, and books that I've read throughout the last few years. My name is Juggin, and I'm a student of the human experience, trying to spread some knowledge out to the rest of the world. And so, through these last few episodes, we've discovered and discussed this idea of ego and how it can put a veil over what is truly necessary for us to survive. We've talked about this idea of adversity and how it can put a dent initially in our prospects for a quote-unquote better life, but eventually is far more important as a cultivating factor of greatness. And why is it that compassion is a far more effective method to seeing the world as opposed to control? And so one of the primary points that ties all of these ideas together is the idea of presence in the moment. And the question becomes, like, can living fully in the now really sharpen our decisions and bring the calm that we require in this chaotic world around us? The episode today is going to talk a lot about how life does unfold only in the present moment and how a lot of the very tools we use and a lot of our mind's regular tendencies drag us away from this current moment. How it takes us to thinking about how a past episode has impact on the present when it really doesn't, and how a present episode can have implications for the future. The question you want to ask yourself as you begin is, when have you ever felt like you've been pulled away from the moment by worry or regret? Worry for the future or regret for the past? And through this episode, you want to be able to discuss how certain devices, like our phones, and certain like habits we cultivate in our own mind drag us away from the current moment, and how by mastering strategic presence, we can cultivate this resilience and intentionality in all that we do, aligning ourselves with discipline and spirituality in our daily lives. So the first part of this episode is going to be discussing these barriers that we generally have around strategic presence. Because staying present does sound simple. It sounds like a slam dunk kind of thing. Just close your eyes and stare outside at the sky, or just stare at something, a fixed point, and then you'll be perfectly fine. But our minds and habits have been kind of attuned to cultivate and create habits and these barriers that have the potential and have had the potential to disrupt the calm and stoic equanimity that not only meditation requires, but our daily lives require. We all require a kind of spiritual clarity in order to kind of execute what we want to do without ego and other kind of factors playing a role in tilting our decisions in different directions. But distractions and this ego and our lack of discipline and our mental habits have pulled us away from the moment and will continue to do so. And what ends up happening as a result of these kinds of distractions is that we cloud our own ability to act strategically. One of my favorite kind of math points that I always like thinking about is that, I don't know the rough number, but you can say a human has about 10,000 or so thoughts per day. It's probably a little bit more, I don't know the exact number. But if you think about the kind of vast extent of thoughts we can have in a regular workday, how many of these thoughts are dedicated to present moment actions? How many of these are dedicated to past-based regrets, and how many are dedicated to future-based unfounded worries? And imagine how, if you were to just discipline your mind in order to avoid these kinds of destructive mind thought patterns that spiral out of control and feedback loop you into a spiraling chaos-like segment, if you were to take all of these destructive negative thoughts and instead channel them toward strategic presence, I can tell you that we'll get so much more done, and you will have so much less anxiety and worry. And so the mind, however, clings to past regrets, I'm sure you've all experienced this kind of scenario where just lying in bed and able to go to sleep, replaying a scene from something a few years ago that you have regret over. Our mind replays our old mistakes. It has kind of a feeling of, you know, that stab of regret you feel when some kind of decision didn't go the way you wanted it to, or something happened unexpected that changed the course of your life significantly. The mind likes replaying those and feeling that kind of stab of regret instead of focusing on what is the now. Marcus Aurelius tells himself that it's easy to kind of fall into this old habitual-based regret considerations, but it distracts us from the thoughts that can be directed toward the present moment, what we're going to do with the lot we've been given at this point, because the past is in the past. There's no changing that. But if you continue to remain in there, you will not be able to change your present and future as well. On the flip side of the coin is future outcome fear. So there's only one outcome that'll end up happening with whatever decision or thought we're thinking of, because that's how time works. It's in one dimension. However, we like to, and I'm guilty of this myself, kind of array in front of us a series of future outcomes that could happen. If this thing happens here, and then this chain reaction happens there, and then this causes this to happen, and then all we end up doing is we have anxiety over not knowing what's going to happen in the future. And it prevents our clear action in the present. Simply kind of putting away all of these unknowns that we have no control over is a really good kind of effective deflection, not even deflection, just countering of these future outcomes. And this is not really something that is it's not something that is kind of a part of our regular lives, because as children we were always in the present moment. It was only later in life when we started establishing an identity inside of ourselves that we really started to think of the past and the future, and then how this thing could affect this, and then how this past event has so much implications for our present and future. As children, the inner child never really thought about that. It was stuck in the present moment, enjoying life for what it was, dedicating its thoughts to the next thing that it needed to do in the present moment. Only later, when the weight of memories kind of pressed itself upon us, did we start thinking about things in future and past as opposed to present. And it's not something that is easy to conquer, though, because ego seeks validation. Ego seeks this kind of chatter, the constant voice in our heads that asks us to dissect a past event or think about a future like moment, the kind of chatter that drowns out the stillness and silence that is needed for presence. So the power of now discusses this idea that the ego cannot exist in the present moment. The ego is only confined to the past and the future. It can only think about past events, or it can think about future events as well. And the mind asks us to do that all the time. However, conscious presence dissuades and dissolves the ego and is instead calm equanimity of what must be done. And so this is also not even related to just the ego, this fear of failure. It's also grounded in this idea of discipline. So over the last few years, unknowingly so, I've constantly like kind of worked toward kind of battering away at kind of habitual kind of thought patterns or thought trains that run in my head, where I will think of something negative and then it'll spawn like 17 other thoughts after. And just by reading books, just by kind of having a second voice that pushes back against all of these thought trains and negative kind of thought patterns, I've been able to quote unquote control or have a better like response to my negative thoughts that show up that the ego kind of brings up out of nowhere to cause us to spiral away from the present. And without a kind of similar second voice or the warrior kind of voice in our head that pushes back against these negative thoughts and the lack of discipline that results, our attention scatters and it makes us way more reactive than intentional. One of my other favorite quotes is that do not react to any situation, respond to it. And our ego, our instinct, quote unquote instinct, asks us to react every single scenario, thinking of the most possible, like powerful reaction instead of allowing ourselves to think through and work in the present moment. Because the reaction is based on our past conditioning, responding is based on our present considerations. And this is not even only kind of confined to our ego or lack of discipline. It's also this attachment to results the Bhagavad Gita speaks of. Ego and this idea of not staying in the present is almost always based on attachment to results. If you submit a paper for grading, your attachment to results of the A will keep you from the present moment. If you prepare a presentation, and during the presentation you think about everyone's reaction instead of the actual presentation, your presentation is not going to go as well as if you were completely present, just giving your best effort. Our attachment to results has always caused us anxiety, and it's chipped away at the necessary presence we need in order to cultivate proper results. And not only with our attachment to results, but even multitasking does this. Because multitasking is a future-based kind of method we involve, where we fragment our focus in order to get more things done for the future instead of focusing on one task at a time. And what happens is, we lose the ability to be fully present, because not only are we jumping between two tasks, as multitasking is, it's not really doing two tasks at the same time, it's jumping our focus between two tasks. It also dilutes our ability to engage fully in any task we're doing, reduces our overall presence, and kind of sticks us back in the ego's domain. And so throughout this episode, we've talked a lot about how our mind is in control. Our mind has caused all these things, and our fear of future, our fear of past, our validation, our lack of discipline, our attachment to results, and our multitasking has all caused these kinds of inabilities to be in the present and instead be resolutely resolved in the past and the future. However, this is not almost always our fault. Noise around us, companies who have tuned their algorithms to be human psychology based, leveraging the external noise of social media and the opinions that kind of stick at us like little daggers, overwhelms the inner stillness too. While we have the ability to kind of push back against all of this, the very nature of the algorithms are meant to push past our quote-unquote willpower weaknesses and cause us to leave the present moment, leave the stillness that requires of it, and instead spend time just doom scrolling and then just giving our brain off to another company or algorithm that's going to make money off of us in the future. And even the instant gratification we seek through these pulls us from the sustained present effort that presence requires, and a resistance to discomfort that social media kind of pads or puts a band-aid over helps us avoid the present moment, especially when it feels challenging. And this need for control, the need to control every single outcome in the future by contemplating it all the time, this ego's need, causes us to not surrender to the moment's current flow. And this lack of self-awareness that we have in the present moment blinds us to our wandering mind, allowing it to find something that has been left unturned a little bit and then unturn it completely, leaving us in the present moment. And so a lot of these kinds of problems, these barriers we've discussed, are not uncommon. I'd be willing to bet that every single person who's listening to this podcast right now has considered or has worked through or has still been burdened by things like the past regrets, the external noise and technology bragging us down, the multitasking that we think we are doing in order to make our lives a little bit better, our lack of discipline and overthinking, and our general need for control that drags us down further from the present moment, which is all we have right now, which is all we can control. Myself included. Because a while back, I found myself caught in a loop of thinking not only about my past and thinking about how I've been brought to this moment right here, but also how every single detail sometimes needs to be coordinated, controlled, and strategically implanted. Thinking about every single possible outcome and every single possible result before I'd even started. And guess what happened? Nothing. Because I spent so much time thinking about what I was going to do back in college that I never actually did the thing I was supposed to do. I was so intent on planning everything that I didn't actually write anything on paper. However, nowadays, I've gotten much better at kind of leaving kind of things to the wind, quote unquote, and allowing the past to be where it lies, which is in the past. I've been able to work toward finding clarity and calm. However, this is an iterative process and it never really ends because your ego is right there waiting with open arms to bring you back into its fold of the past and the future. And by constantly reminding ourselves to just take a deep breath in and be present, we can allow ourselves to fight back against this overthinking attachment to outcomes and our ego that drags us down from the present moment to the past and the future. And so, now that we've discussed barriers, let's discuss some potential ideas, ways, or methods to master the strategic presence. Because it is a Stoic spirituality-based principle of anchoring in the now, using discipline and mindfulness, and intention and clarity. It's about using the moment's truth and the moment that it offers us, free from the meddlings of ego's distractions and other distractions, to live and lead with true purpose. So the first step we're going to discuss is embracing the present. Because the present is the only reality we have. The kind of the eyes that we see, the ears that we hear, and whatever we taste or feel can only be experienced in the present. We can think of memories as to how it felt back then, or we can project potential outcomes as to how things might or might not feel. But the only moment where we can feel, use our senses, and live is the present moment. The past is a memory, and the future is unknown. So embracing the present, simply in understanding that it is the only reality we have control over, will let go of ego's past and future meddlings. And how do we do this? We can cultivate inner silence to hear our intuition. Our ego will always present thoughts to us. It's not about disciplining those thoughts by trying to yell at them and tell them to run away when you're meditating, but it's rather allowing them to pass through like a cloud that you see on the sky. Cultivating inner silence of just nothingness to hear your own intuition will give you this ability to master the present and stay present in all that we do. Acting with courage in the moment, trusting your duty over outcomes, knowing that what you do is the best for yourself right now with all the information you were given and allowing things to unfold by themselves will give you so much more presence in the moment. By thinking so much on outcomes, we almost always miss the actual work we're supposed to do. And more often than not, we're wrong about the outcomes because we spent so much time thinking about them, we never considered the present moment actions we were doing at the time. And as you may know, this is not something that is. You cannot snap your fingers and immediately jump into this realm. It requires disciplined focus. Simply in things like doing one task at a time instead of multitasking. And it simply requires you to cultivate a meditation practice, something I'm working on myself right now, to allow yourself to give 20 to 30 minutes of your day to sit in relative silence and enjoy the present moment for what it is. Thoughts will come, thoughts will flow, but not hanging on them and allowing them to kind of pass by is what inner stillness will be about. Aligning your actions with your purpose as well will give you this kind of movement forward because the present moment is dedicated to your purpose and has no kind of friction between your ideal self and your real self because you're working towards it aligned with your purpose. And as I mentioned before, while this courage acting, inner silence, embracing the presence is all kind of core parts of mastering presence, discipline, resilience, and mindfulness at all points in time, we'll only build this practice up because you can build resilience by accepting the moment's challenges without resistance, surrendering to the moment and allowing it to flow through you. Accepting your feelings instead of repressing them or blocking them away or trying to deflect them. and using mindfulness to observe your thoughts without judgment, ones that flow through, just allowing them to flow, observing them, understanding what they mean, and then just moving forward with them instead of spiraling into a loop. And simplifying your thoughts to be set in the present moment. And so, these are all inner changes we can make in order to ensure that we have strategic presence. However, there are also external changes that will help with this kind of presence in the moment. For instance, Ryan Holiday in Discipline is Destiny, I believe, talks about keeping a clean desk. A lot of us have 7 million things on our desk that clutter our space and clutter our minds correspondingly. Being able to simplify our environment to reduce distractions, and it enables us kind of presence and our focus on one task at a time. This is not only the kind of physical clearing of our physical desk, but also the mental clearing of our own mind, and also even social media clearing on our phone. Stillness is a result of so many things vying for our attention. We have no time to focus on the one that requires the most attention, which is our mind. So by making these external changes as well, we can allow ourselves to simplify our environment, simplify our phone to be a tool, not an all-in-one purpose device meant to suck away our attention, and allows us to keep our mind clear to focus on the present moment. So now that we've kind of discussed the idea of barriers and then how we can master presence, let's discuss a few kind of outcomes or a few kind of habits we can build on a regular basis. So the first one is practicing gratitude. So it sounds like all like esoteric in a sense, where we're sitting here like, oh my God, we must practice gratitude and we must like sing kumbaya around a campfire, but it's not really as kind of high, like living, I don't know the right word for it, but like it's not as high as it may seem that it requires. Simply taking a moment to acknowledge anything as simple as a quiet breeze after a long workout, or writing in a journal a couple sentences about how you are happy for something happening in a particular day, allows you to stay in the present, because the ego has worry and it has anxiety and it has regret, all negative emotions. By even setting a habit up to use positive emotions, like joy and happiness, it anchors us more in the present moment as opposed to the past. And mindfulness is not really even just based in gratitude. It's also based in breathing. Simply, when you're driving, hopefully not as intensely, but just simply breathing in and breathing out and maybe focusing on your breathing allows you to center yourself in the now. Because breathing is not something that has anxiety or fear or anything attached to it. It's a simple biological function. And by drawing attention to it, we can allow ourselves to anchor ourselves in the now and avoid these kind of past and future egoic-based thoughts. Next thing is something we discussed earlier, which is single-tasking. One task should be done at one point in time to complete with full attention. It's not to say that you can't build up a list of things you have to do and create a to-do list for yourself. But it's rather about when you're tackling a project, tackle one thing at a time. And secondarily, simplifying your digital presence and simplifying your physical presence and your environment and your space will clear distractions and will clear kind of mind thoughts that look at a, say, multivitamin and be like, I need to take my multivitamin today. Or clear an energy drink that looks on the other side and is like, I need to drink this right now. Simply by clearing your space, you allow yourself to act intentionally, asking yourself to pause and consider the right move. Not because your worry and anxiety dragged you towards it, because the present moment called for it. So today we've explored the idea of strategic presence, thinking about barriers like ego, distraction, fear, anxiety, worry that have pulled us from the moment, and how we can cultivate discipline, mindfulness, decisive actions, and gratitude in order to anchor us in the present moment. The path of Stoicism and the path of spirituality both align on the idea of empowering us to live in the now with clarity and purpose. And it's important that we adhere to these kinds of notions and ideas and work toward using this presence as a springboard to make disciplined actions. And in the next episode, we'll just dive more into this idea of disciplined purpose, staying to your true self with true focus and purpose. But for right now, choose a couple moments today to just pause, think, and consider what it means to be present. And not even that consideration either, just be present. Focus on your breathing and see how it shifts your perspective from all the anxiety and worry dissolving for a few minutes or a few seconds. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast and the idea of cultivating stillness via presence. If you'd like to hear more content, feel free to drop me a follow at Stoic Spirituality on TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram. And feel free to drop me a follow on whichever platform you listen to this podcast on. Thank you so much for listening, and see you guys next time.